Last Word on Today FM.
One of our favourite annual events on The Last Word is our little Christmas drinks sections. And today we are turning to Christmas beers. And we're delighted to have back with us again Judith Boyle, beverage lecturer at TU Dublin. Judith, thank you very much for coming back.
Thanks for having me back.
And you have brought 7 beers for me to taste and for listeners at home to wonder if they would actually like to get or not. And I think you've sort of decided to ease me in softly with what is essentially a non-alcoholic extra pale ale. What have you got? Yeah.
So this is a non-alcoholic extra pale ale from an Irish company called Fierce Mild. And it's really lovely. They've decided to use low intervention yeast, so that basically...
Sorry, what does that mean, low intervention yeast?
It basically just doesn't do its job very well. So it still produces the flavours that yeast produces, but it doesn't produce alcohol. So usually yeast will eat all the sugars and then produce alcohol. And this yeast just doesn't do its job very well. So you can make non-alcoholic beers a couple of times.
Oh yeah, because I thought non-alcoholic beers were often that you sort of extracted the alcohol after it was made. Yeah, this is a different way that you're sort of not producing the alcohol.
You're just not producing the alcohol. So sometimes these end up a little bit sweet, but this is really lovely. You get a really lovely malt balance to it, and then they've dry hopped it as well. So you get the hoppiness at the end of it. It's nicely bitter. With the extra hops in it as well, that you get a good body to it, which is really nice.
Is lovely.
Yeah, because sometimes at non-alcoholic beers, they can be a little bit kind of just like water. Well, this is a little bit more body, a little bit more flavour.
That really tastes like a beer.
Yeah, it really tastes like a beer. Just doesn't give you any of the hangovers afterwards.
Okay, that one again, Fierce Mild Pale Ale. Where will you get that? How much does it cost?
So available in all good off licences and probably supermarkets as well at the moment. It's just newly out this year, so it's a new product onto the market.
Is that a bottle or a can?
It's a bottle. So we have a mixture of bottles and cans today. And then it ranges in price from about 2.80 to 3 euro, depending on where you're getting
That's
it.
A really refreshing taste.
Really refreshing, yeah.
Really good
drink
start.
It the whole way through and not feel guilty.
Bring on the guilt, though. Bring on the guilt. What's your next one?
So our next one, we are moving to Hope Beer. So this again is a Pilsner. So it is light and fresh and easy drinking. And kind of what you need when you're dealing with Christmas time.
I love the sound effects you're creating there clinking the bottle off the glass each time.
lots of pops and sparkles.
That'll appeal to a lot of our listeners, okay?
So this has lots of bready malt flavour to it. Really classic Pilsner hops in it. So really Saz and really lovely clean finish to it. Bright, fresh, easy drinking, exactly what you want.
Yeah, just describe what you mean by Pilsner. Is Pilsner a bit like when you say Irish whiskey, the Pilsner has to come from Central Europe rather than be made in Ireland?
No. So Pilsner, not unlike with beers, beers can be produced anywhere in the world, but they usually originated from somewhere. So the Pilsner style of beer originated in Pilsen. And in Bavaria, and there was a whole story about it, but basically they invented the pale malts and that really easy drinking lager. So Pilsner is a style of lager, which just means it's using a different yeast than our ales. And it basically gives a cleaner, fresher, easier drinking.
That's quite bitter though, isn't it, in taste?
It is. It's got a good strong bitterness at the end of it.
Okay, that's the Hope Underdog Pilsner. So that is a bottle as well, is it?
It's a can.
Oh, a can.
Yeah,
it's 440 millilitres. What volume alcohol?
It is 4.8%.
And that'll cost how much?
It costs about 330 to 360.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. So nice.
There, definitely a bitter taste. You'd need to be used to bitter type beers.
Yeah, okay. And it's good because bitter is a palate cleanser as well. So if you're having it with something a little bit fatty like smoked salmon for Christmas time, it will totally cleanse it out and work really well.
Okay, you've already cracked open the next one.
Cracked open the next one.
Which is?
This is from Dot Brewing. This is also a Pilsner. This is called their Solo Pilsner. So again, light, fresh, easy drinking, good malt backbone to it. So you get that kind of sweetness, which should balance out those hop notes to it as well.
I'm just thinking, should I just take a drip of water from the last one, just to clear the taste from the last one?
Yeah, that's probably what we should be doing. We should be changing and tasting water in between.
Yeah, okay. It's not just because I've been abstemious. It's just to clean the palate a little bit. Okay. So this is the Dot Brewing Solar Pilsner. And
yeah. So around the same percentage, it's 4.9%. So with most of our microbreweries, we usually end up kind of being around 4.5 to kind of 5%.
That's lovely.
Really lovely. Yeah.
That's much softer on the palate, isn't
it? Very easy drinking. This you could you know, drink throughout a meal, which is great, or throughout an evening either.
Okay, that is real. By the way, when you pour a lager like that, do you try and get as much of the gas out or try and retain the head by pouring it to the side? Because there's also a suggestion that to get rid of the gases, pour a big head, let the head evaporate, but that the beer then is easier to drink, particularly if you get wind from drinking beer.
Yeah, so you shouldn't really get any wind from good produced beer. Usually if it's a beer is more gassy, then there's usually, if you're drinking it on draft, there's a problem with the line. So it's been too cold and then the carbon dioxide has dissolved too much. So then when it comes and hits your body, it goes out of temperature and then you get all that gas in your stomach. So the idea is that when you crack open a can, you should pour it 45 degrees. Therefore, you get a really nice head on the top of it. And the head helps. It's just like when you're drinking a coffee and you have that creme on the top.
Yes.
When you break through the foam, you get all the aromas of the hops. So it works really well.
You've just raised something which I hadn't really think of. I just think get a beer, stick it in the fridge. But actually, what temperature should the fridge be at?
So usually beers, most of the beers, so the beers so far serve it kind of at 4-5 degrees, perfect temperature. Some of the other ones that we're drinking will be served at a warmer temperature. So it just depends on the style of beer. So lagers, pilsners, pale ales all should be served cooler. And then as the increase in alcohol and also as you increase the flavour, then you should lessen the cooling.
Does that mean you store them in the fridge, but remember to take them out maybe a couple of hours before consumption?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or some of them don't even need to be kept in the fridge. If you've got a nice cool cellar somewhere, you can keep them there. But not many people have a beer cellar. So, but definitely ones with hops, you want to keep them as cool as possible and keep the light out so that it stays as fresh as possible.
Okay. Now, your next one is called the Oh Brother Dreamcatcher.
Yeah, and I just love their cans as well. They're great. They're design.
Big multicoloured cans.
Multicoloured cans.
With a big face on them, yeah. In multicolours. Okay. So this is an IPA, is it?
So this is an IPA, so an Indian pale ale. So again, a style of beer that started in the UK and then due to a lot of moving and moving beers in the 1700s and 1800s, they put extra hops into them to keep them, because hops do three things to beers. They preserve it. They obviously add the hop bitterness to it and they add aroma to it. But a lot of people started off using hops for preservation elements to it. So to keep the beers from going sour over long journeys. So that's where we had our Indian pale ales coming from.
And this is a New England style, though.
This is a New England style. So
it's a lovely grapefruit smell really, off it, isn't there?
Yeah,
grapefruit and orange.
Yeah, so New England IPAs are really aroma forward. So they do a lot of dry hopping. So you'll see it's a little bit cloudy as well. And it's a case then that you just get all that aroma, which is really lovely, because especially with that grapefruit, it will work really well with your turkey. So
that is lovely as well. That is really, really
light.
Nice.
It's fresher. It's coming in at 4.2%, so a little bit less on the alcohol and a little bit more kind of easy drinking for a pale ale. So they call it a session pale ale, because usually sometimes or Indian pale ales can be higher in alcohol.
I'm not sure now whether that or the one that we had before from Dot Brewing is my favourite, but the two of them are lovely.
Very good.
But we've more to try.
More to try. Three more to try.
Okay.
We're moving up now in the alcoholic side of things, so as we move up. So, and also moving country. So the first four all Irish, and then the next two are ones from America, ones from Belgium, and then we're going back to Ireland for our last.
So your next one is Sierra Nevada.
So this is Sierra Nevada Celebration Fresh Hop IPA. They have been producing this since the early 1980s. Sierra Nevada was kind of the godfather of the brewing industry in the US. They were the first company that kind of came out and said, no, we want to do things differently.
A microbrewery
that kind of went, okay, we want to brew something that's different to just the lagers that have been kind of mass produced. So they came out and went, this is what we want to do. They've always focused on hops, and with this beer, they bring it out in a November, and it's from the fresh hops of the year. So the first hops of the year they've used in this beer. Again, you'll see the difference in the colour. So it's gotten more
nectarish.
Yeah, nectarish in colour. So you then get loads of those malts. They're using darker malts in this too. So you get lots of malts, but you also get loads of hops and lots of bitterness at the end.
You know, that reminds me of, and I'd say, God, it must be nearly 40 years since I last drank it, Bass.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It would be very similar to what Bass used to be. Yeah,
yeah, from 40 years ago,
40
yeah.
40 years ago, yeah, because Bass was like the original kind of what you would call a proper drink or a proper beer. And a lot of the American brewers came over to Europe in the when they started travelling in the 70s and 80s and wanted to get some of the beers that they could get in Europe, being in the UK as well, that they couldn't get in the US, and they started home brewing, and that's where...
Much more bitter finish on that, isn't there?
Lots of bitter. Now, this is proper hops. This is a real proper IPA. Lots of hop bitterness. You get that lovely aroma too, but it's definitely the bitterness at the end.
What's your next one for us, please, Judith?
So we are going... So these, the last three are kind of our seasonal beers. They kind of come out this time of year, or that they're specials for kind of Christmas. So this is from Le Chouf, which is a Belgian brewery. And this is their Nice beer, or their Nice beer. And this is basically their Christmas special. So they've their mascot is this little gnome, because they're from the land of the fairies. These are their Christmas gnomes, or their winter gnomes. So it's not a Christmas beer as such, but a winter beer as such.
So this is a dark beer, not too far distant from stout, is it?
No. So like stout is just a dark ale, but much darker. So usually with the well-known brands of dark ale, of dark stouts, they would use kind of roasted barleys in it. And this doesn't use roasted barley, okay, but it does use malts that have been kilned longer. So you get more of those kind of... they also brew this with orange as well. So you get orange, you get spice, and then you get those kind of like chocolate and nut aromas.
Oh, there's loads going on with that. Yeah. That tastes
and
lovely.
And we're now up at like 10%. Alcohol.
So that all?
Yeah, that's all.
That's very unusually high for a beer, isn't it?
It is unusually high. We find at Christmas time, people tend to just want to have one beer. So
you wouldn't have more than one of this.
You wouldn't have more than one, but it's a delicious way to finish a night or a dinner. You know, you kind of have to think of the next two beers kind of like your brandy at the end of a night. You know, something that's just going to be, that's it, done.
Well, the combination of that, having had turkey earlier, bang, to sleep in front of the telly long before you go to bed.
Yeah, it's a night.
And nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. You know, all drink responsibly, but it is a case that that's also why it comes in a 330ml bottle as well. So you're never really going to get a lot of the Belgian beers are stronger in alcohol, and you never really get them in.
That is spicy.
Spicy, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's lovely. But imagine it with like a plum pudding or even some really lovely dark chocolate. It would work really well.
And what's your final one? You're back in Ireland for the final one, which has an enormous alcohol content.
It has an enormous alcohol content. So
is this the beer equivalent of Puccin almost?
it's definitely...
Okay, I'm exaggerating, I know.
A little bit exaggeration, but it's definitely a winter special. So this is Lochgill's Tara, and they have brought out a series of four of these beers, all barrel-aged beers. So they make a beer and then they age it in barrels for a certain amount of time. And with this one, they've used a Pedro Ximenez barrel, which is a sherry barrel from Jerez. And this PX barrels or Pedro Ximenez barrels are barrels that they usually use for Irish whiskey or for whiskies in general. And it gives it a lovely kind of raisin and prune and
sweet
fruit.
It's sweet smelling. And I mean, I can get sort of chocolate and caramel off.
Chocolate, caramel, yeah.
Oh, this seems like dark chocolate. This seems like a liquid version of just getting a little block of dark chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got all the flavours in it. They've used casks from Boan Distillery as well. So they've They've joined forces with an Irish whiskey producer. And I just think it's a lovely bringing our kind of our brewing and our distilling heritage together. And then we have a huge heritage in relation to importations of fortified wines. So Jerez is one of the places that we would have always had sherry casks and we would have aged whiskey in.
You could taste the sherry almost.
You can taste the sherry.
It's that sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And PX sherry is an amazing liquid on its own. It's totally sweetness and prunes and raisins and chocolate notes and all that. So they've put that.
So this is for your pudding, isn't it?
This is for your pudding. This is definitely, if you don't have the Lachouf for your after dinner, this is where you're after dinner and you have a liquid dessert.
Is this, given that it's 14.8% alcohol, more expensive as well, is it?
It is going to be more expensive. So it comes in a 330ml can. It usually will work out at about 667 euro.
Because I'm sure people look at a can cost that much, but there's a specific reason for that.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, it is half a bottle of wine. It has been aged for a long period of time. They've had to think about making it well in advance. So you have to always remember with alcohol, I think sometimes when we think about alcoholic beverages, we go into a shop and we look at the shelves and we kind of go, oh, that's fine. But you don't ever think about the people that have actually made it and where it's come from and how long it's taken to make.
And that's Loch Gil Tara from Sligo.
From Sligo.
Okay. Judith, I know they're available in Boyle's off licence in Kildare Town, but not everybody who's listening can get to Kildare Town to Boyle's off licence. These, you're going to find them pretty much in most off licences, will you?
Pretty much in most off licences. All independent off licences will have them. And if they don't have them, they're all widely available. The last two the last three were specials, so they would have come out in November and they might be sold out. But definitely the other four, if they don't have them, go in and ask and they'll get them in.
And you can go online as well.
And you can go online as well.
Okay. Listen, great choices. Judith Boyle, as ever, thank you so much for being in. Beverage lecturer at TU Dublin.
The Last Word on Today FM.